Congratulations, Mark.
It's been a long road for yourself and Adrian. It's been a 2-year journey, but for the rest of these players, as you know, it's been a longer journey than that. For a lot of them, it's been a 10-year journey since the last title. A few knocks along the way, but it has come good.
Yeah, today was just about getting over the line, as you say. It's been 10 long years, but that's nature of the Throne Championship. Year in, year out, they're throwing up different winners. We would have felt last year we were in a strong position to get through in a semi-final that we let go. Kilkenny, fair play to them, got over the line and went on to the final. So these boys had a regroup. Mentally, we were in a lot of dark places this year. We were 7 down against the Moy in the first round. We dug it out. We were in a battle against Dungannon. We dug it out. We were in a battle against Dromore and again today. So there's no such thing as an easy one thrown championship, as everybody knows. And we're just really relieved to get over the line eventually.
I suppose you never felt comfortable even at 7 points up at half time. You always knew with Carrickmore, with the tradition and spirit that they always show, that there was going to be a kick in them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no such thing as a comfortable lead against Carrickmore. They will keep coming and coming. And in a way, that's why I'm even prouder of our boys, because they had to go and win that game 2 or 3 times. I wouldn't have been very impressed with our early period of play. I thought we were sloppy in the first 20. And I thought the late goal and a couple of points put a bit of a gloss on it that we didn't deserve. So we had to go again. And in the second half, the early goal conceded, it back to 2 points. Thankfully, we took a couple of important kickouts. We hit them on the counter-attack, and we just about got over the line in the end.
Very good, Kieran. Always known for their talent and their sparkling attacking talent. And we saw that today. But really, this victory was built on defensive stubbornness and grit and determination.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the things you don't see, is the blocks that don't appear in the scoreline, but they're absolutely crucial. Niall Kelly, the last day against Dromore, made a couple of miraculous blocks. Some of the defending there today as well. And if it was to single one man out, I don't like doing it. Rio, Kieran Quinn, wasn't down to start this game. Eddie McCrory was down to start full back, and Eddie's wife went into labour, and Eddie isn't with us today. And Rio stepped in, and I thought he had an absolute heroic performance at full back there. So credit to him and credit to the rest of the boys.
You've now got a chance to go into the Ulster Arena, and as we know, Gary Kilkieran are the only team that's ever managed to do that in Tyrone, to win an Ulster title. They've done it twice. You'll go in there with a relish and a confidence.
To be honest, I didn't even know the draw for the Ulster club until I heard it after the game. I had no idea who we were playing. We can't afford to look anywhere down the line. We have to enjoy days like this. They don't come to Errigal that often. It's been 10 long years. We'll enjoy tonight, and then we'll dust ourselves down and prepare for the next round.
And there's always something special about an Errigal Kieran Carrickmore final. You know, that little bit of sparkle that maybe other pairings don't have. And this game lived up to all that it was built to be.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's for the neutral to answer. When you're along the line or you're a player and you're in the white heat of it, it's really hard to enjoy it. It's really about enduring it until the final whistle goes. Somebody said to me during the week, I think both sets of supporters would just like to know the result, because the build-up was, there was a sick feeling in your stomach knowing how important it was, especially in our camp there. It's been 10 long years. That Carrickmore team are laced with quality. They'll come again. It was our day today, and I'm just very relieved that that's the case.